Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, everybody's talking about economic diversification. Two experts on the program, Lance Gilman and Bum Hess, plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Uffelman, Wayne Frediani, and Clara Andriola. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He is partner in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, and Greg Bum Hess, who's the vice chair of the Story County Commission. The reason I wanted you guys to be on the program is that throughout the campaign season, everybody's talking about economic development, everybody's talking about bringing businesses to Nevada, despite the fact that we've seen a lot of businesses jump over the state to go to Texas and New Mexico because they're basically buying the business. But I wanted to get the word from the ground. So first of all, how is business? Are companies still looking to come to Nevada after this last couple of years when it's been slow?
Business is certainly more challenging. Every state in the nation is more competitive and looking at how being more competitive. So we're having our work cut out for us. Folks are still looking at Nevada, and as we sit today, we're competitive and can do the job. But we've got to watch our utilities, we've got to watch our taxes, we've got to watch the rules and regulations that come out of our legislature. They've got a tremendous challenge ahead of them. But are we still in the game? Sure. We're showing 4 new company properties this week, and that's kind of a first. It's been very, very quiet for about 18 months. Money's still not on the market. We're not seeing a lot of bankers come in, so the financing's sitting on the sidelines, but the companies that can self-capitalize, we're having a chance to talk with.
It's interesting because, you know, people think that these things happen overnight. It's quite a lengthy process from the time somebody takes a look at the park to actually coming in, and yours is the world's largest industrial park.
We generally plan about a year from the time you first meet a company until they close an escrow on a piece of land. About a year, maybe a little less than that if they're looking for a building that's already up. And we've had some nice spec building out there. It's pretty well absorbed today. So, yes, sir, it's a year turnaround, maybe even a year and a half. The good news is with Story County, they're so well prepared to receive these companies. So building permits in 30 days, construction windows that don't take more than about 180 days, 6 months for a company to locate. So we can do a new building and offer some unusual opportunity. But, of course, everyone else is looking at how to become more competitive also. So
now, you talked about the cost of utilities. How do we compare, say, with California or surrounding states?
We have the most expensive electric rates in the Western United States. When we started the park in the year 2000, we were the most competitive. Today, with the Nevada Energy, we're the most expensive. So that's a negative that we're going to have to take a hard look at. And all of our utilities. Of course, at TRI, we furnish our own water, we furnish our own sewer companies. So for the most part, our utilities are somewhat controlled from the developer standpoint. But we're still very dependent upon outside energy sources like electric.
Story County was just booming for a long time, and then things kind of slid, and you found yourselves in the same place that the rest of the state was. How are things right now?
You know, we're still struggling a little bit, but, we didn't go crazy when all the money started coming in. You know, we knew there was going to have to be a rainy day fund, and we do have that. And thankfully we do, because the last couple of years have been pretty tough on us. You know, it's kind of interesting with Lance and TRI, pretty much how TRI goes is how the county goes at this time. And, you know, we're struggling to get folks in here, even though we don't have any, you know, corporation tax, inventory tax, manufacturing tax, no personal tax. And our industrial insurance is about half of what California's is, and we're getting them over here. And with the new governor-elect, I think they're going to be starting to come over here in groves now.
Okay, and that's the big question, which is the governor, you know, talked throughout the campaign, as did Rory Reid, about bringing businesses here and using Tahoe Reno Industrial Center as the model for what could be done for folks in Southern Nevada that might not be aware. You have a 1 million square foot Walmart distribution plant close to that with PetSmart. So these are huge industrial tracts. Are you surprised that more business has not come over from California, considering how bad their economy is?
I am, and like Lance, pointed to a little bit earlier. Maybe part of it is the energy costs that we inhibit when we get over here. I really think, though, that most Nevadans should start really throwing money towards the Jerry Brown campaign, because that's going to do nothing but good for Nevada. All the entitlements he's already promised, I think they're going to start heading over here pretty quick. But the last couple of years have been tough. Like Lance says, there's not a lot of money out there. And, we don't have the taxes that other places have, and we're still struggling a little bit. So there's still something there that we need to grasp and get a hold of in order to get these companies over here, because, it's not just a Story County thing. There's, it's a Northern Nevada regional thing, and even, a statewide problem that I think we're running into, and we just got to define what that is.
Alternative energy, how is that doing as far as the park's concerned?
Alternative energy is one of the new kids on the block. We're seeing quite a lot of that. As you know, we have 7,000 acres closed last year. We have a major offshore company that are processing they're building roads out there today. They're closed. They're going to have windmills up, I hope, by the end of this year, and lots of them. So there'll be an alternative energy. But we're also have been visited by folks that are looking at geothermal and folks that are looking at solar. And yes, sir. Again, our power providers here have to open the door and welcome them. We've had kind of a pushback from the local power providers in accepting alternative energy. So there's still some work to be done on the power level. The other thing I might mention, a follow-up.
Can I ask you, will you be willing to name who's pushing back?
Well, they're pushing back at the Nevada Energy level. They have to approve the interconnects. They have to approve the purchase contracts. Alternative energy can come, but they have to be welcomed by the local power provider, the incumbent. And so far to date, that's had some difficulties.
Okay, but isn't that something that they need to do to increase their portfolio of renewable energy?
Well, my understanding is that, and a lot of the companies that are coming into the park, whether they're LEED compliant or reliant on green energy, through some of the loans and structures that they've been given, from the government, need green energy. And we have it out there. We have a ton of wind out there. We have a company out there that's willing to put up about 180 megawatts of wind generators out there. And so it's there. It's just we need to be able to hook onto the lines and produce power and get it into the park and distribute it throughout northern Nevada.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, more with Lance and Bob.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Have urgent needs. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
1-800-805-1248.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman and Bum Hess. You were saying in the break here that it is a long process to get people, and not an inexpensive one, to get people to move from another state to Nevada. Describe that process.
First we have to get our legislators to make this a very comfortable location, environment to relocate to.
How do they do that?
They do that through looking at all of our processes, our procedures, our costs, all the elements that go into relocating a company here, from the political environment. Stable tax structure, costs of doing business, everything bottom line. And of course, we're looking and competing against every other state in the West. And then you have to remember is once a company makes a decision to move here, they're back home, they've got buildings, they have things leased, they have property they own, they have lots of employees that have to sell homes. And so doing a relocation, doing an economic development program, it is a long term. It's a three-year wheel environment in many cases.
Let's talk about the legislature just about to crank up here in February. What are your concerns? What are your hopes?
Concerns are they leave the counties alone. We're struggling enough as it is, our main goal is just to let us go through our own procedures and do our budgets the way that we've always done them. Story County and two or three other counties out there have generally always been in the black, and it's because we do have the availability to conserve, and we just hope they don't put a lot of undue taxes or put a lot of more burden on the counties than what's already there. And I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't think anybody down there really has an idea how this budget's going to unfold. It's certainly going to be interesting. We'll be down there participating, though, just about every day.
The mayors of Reno and Sparks, the mayor of Reno was on this program talking about this, but the mayor of Sparks doing the same thing, which is encumbering funds so the legislature can't sweep them. Has Story County been doing the same thing?
Encumbering our funds?
Yes.
For the most part. I don't want to go into too much detail on it, but yeah, we have goals, and we have a payback deal with TRI on that private-public partnership, and they're paid in full, or will be paid in full here in probably about another month. So, you know, we're not, we've never been in the red. We've always, you know, maintained a good budget. And, you know, when cuts come along, we laid off 6 firemen last year and 5 policemen. And that's, you know, it's a hard thing to do because they're not just your neighbors or your friends or your brothers or, you know, I had the nice responsibility of laying my aunt off, my 64-year-old aunt. So they're not, you know, easy decisions, but they're decisions that you have to make when you're, when your rainy day fund is about empty and you're not, you know, getting the money in that you're normally used to, you know, you have to do layoffs. And we're fortunate and able enough to do that. And the 6 firemen that we laid off, all of them, we placed them in jobs somewhere else.
Let's talk about USA Parkway. This is a road that your partner self-funded 18 miles with, right, at this point?
Yes, sir.
And the plan is eventually to link up between Highway 80 and US 50, that last stretch. What can the state do to help to be able to get that funded? Because that will open up so much economic development going into Lyon County and the surrounding areas, cut out traffic going through the Spaghetti Bowl. I mean, there are so many benefits. What can the state do to help?
I believe generally the state's been very proactive. There have been some letters sent back to Senator Reid's office, I know. They're looking at stimulus funds to come out that way. Nevada could certainly benefit from some of that. From the standpoint of the local communities, Lyon County, Storing County, been a lot of letters sent, been a lot of lobbying done. Everyone would like to see the road built, and we're poised to do that. It's just a matter of finishing up at the Washington level, and I'm going to throw the hat in the ring that direction. It needs to happen in Washington today.
Okay, what else can the state do specifically to help industrial parks like yours, you know, in this economic time?
They want to look very carefully at what they do with taxes. It is going to be a challenge. We have, 19 new legislators, never been in Carson City before. They're going to be dealing with draconian problems and understand that. But at each decision, they need to decide how is it going to impact a relocating company or an expanding company. That has to do with weight distance tax. That has to do with the inventory taxes. That has to do with leaving the counties very healthy so that they can project the environment that's necessary. I don't know if there's one. It's a very complicated scenario, but I can tell them that every single decision must be weighed. Throw a pebble in the pond, waves are going to hit all shores. And so the negative environment will damage us long term.
Okay, one word answer from both of you. Are you optimistic for 2011?
Cautiously optimistic.
Very optimistic.
And that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
On the eve of the effort to repeal health care reform, we'll hear from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. A new poll says only a quarter of Americans favor repeal. Are Reid's congressional colleagues getting the message? We'll ask him in an exclusive interview next, Face to Face.
More and more people in Nevada are choosing Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health coverage. So if you need an individual health plan, what's stopping you from joining?
With kids, I have to be prepared. Do you cover preventive care?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a choice of plans, including those with preventive care, to help your family and your budget stay healthy.
I'll bet my personal doctor isn't in your network.
I'll bet he is. And our large network of doctors and hospitals helps you save on the cost of your care, adding more value to your coverage.
I'm self-employed. I need something simple and affordable.
No problem. Our plans are designed for different needs and budgets. Compare plans and apply online 24 hours a day. Or call us to discuss your options. Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for service and value.
For a free rate quote for you or your family, call 1-866-759-5029 or visit us online at anthem.com/join in.
Chain law firms advertise heavily here in the Carson City area.
I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm attorney Angela Bolentini. Hard work, honesty, and local experience can make a real difference in your case. Call us right away.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Uffelman is here. He's the president of the Nevada Bankers Association. Wayne Frediani is executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. And Clara Andriola is president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Nevada. I want to start out with you, Wayne. We had Bill Raggio over two shows in this past week. You wrote a really terrific letter to the Reno Gazette Journal. Would you express for those that didn't read that your thoughts on Senator Raggio?
Well, Senator Raggio is probably one of the most passionate legislators that I've had the privilege of working with. I think, you know, there's, as I wrote in the editorial, there's a kind of a proverb out there that some people don't have to act as though they care. They have to care enough to act. And he did. He cared enough to act, and he acted in ways that in some cases were not popular. They weren't popular votes in some cases. I personally feel he did probably more for the state and its citizens in his 38 years in the state Senate than any one legislator that's probably ever served. He's a passionate individual. He believes in what's right. He believes in the citizens. And I think he did the things that he felt were in the best interest of the state and the citizens of the state. I think he was an excellent legislator.
Bill, I wanted to turn to you and talk about these mortgage mitigations and what's being done within the industry at this point, because it appears that mortgage services, servicers, don't have, it's not the money making end of the business for them to make these homeowners whole. Are the banks working to change that so that there's another way of rewarding them so more people are able to stay in their homes or work out resolutions with foreclosures?
Well, that's my understanding, Sam. I mean, it's one of those ever-moving targets and trying to figure out, while you're still trying to fix the problem from before, how do you avoid the problem in the future and make things more workable? And again, it goes to, you know, you say the banks. I mean, the servicers and some of the servicers, of course, are some of the largest servicers are banks, but they're servicing for other people. You know, pools of money put together on Wall Street, pools of money put together in many ways, and you have a contract. And you know, one of the issues, I mean, the mortgage is a contract, the contract with the servicer, and getting all the people at the other end of that pipeline to say, sure, it's okay, the interest I thought I was going to get, the income I thought I was going to get, maybe it's a union that's holding a piece of that. That makes it tough. And so, again, fixing the old problem and preventing future problem may well require different compensation programs.
Okay. Do you anticipate the federal government stepping in?
I suspect that in the end, it certainly be driven by the federal government. There's no question about it, as many things is going on right now. And it certainly shouldn't be on a state-by-state basis. I mean, some of the issues that we've got are because the mortgage industry was pretty much left to, or a major chunk of it was left to the state-side regulation, and a lot of it just didn't happen.
Let's talk about some good news, which was a story in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday. The new home building is up in Southern Nevada. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, obviously, the construction industry was the second largest industry, and hopefully, I don't think it'll ever come back to that. The fact is that even though there was increase in home building, it's nowhere near in terms. So I don't mean to burst your bubble.
That's fine. We want the story.
But certainly, the home industry across the nation and in Nevada is hurting. You know, there's such a surplus. This is no surprise. There's such a surplus until that surplus is actually somewhat stabilized and absorbed. But also the commercial end of construction is really hurting too. So it's impacting, you know, our budgets and the crisis is unfortunately alive and well.
What about in new car sales? And also new car sales versus repair?
New car sale industry is projected to increase this year across the country about 11 to 12%, and they think that they're going to reach about 13 million units sold versus 11.6 that was sold in 2010. For our state,
and that's without cash for clunkers.
That's correct. So there's an uptick in the industry overall. It's not as positive in Nevada, and it's pretty flat in Nevada. It's up a little bit. But our issue in Nevada is not that there isn't pent-up demand. We know that there is, but it's the unemployment factor. You have to have people working. And we had an auto show that shows that there's pent-up demand, but people aren't willing to jump into that 48 or 60-month installment contract because they're still nervous about the economy.
What about the availability of credit?
Credit is a little more ready than it was before. The captives, the banks are lending, but just have to be credit worthy. It's not like they're just, you know, taking high risk. You still have to have, you know, good credit to be able to finance a used or new vehicle.
With the state in Nevada of people's credit, a FICO score is still the credible way to go?
Well, FICO scores certainly are a determiner, and to the extent that a loan gets pushed upstream, that I don't just sit here and I hold the piece of paper for 6 years or 5 years or whatever, or 30 years.
30 years the way it used
in the
to
drawer,
be.
That it gets pushed up, it becomes the measure that others can look at it and say that this person has a FICO score of 720 or a FICO score of 620 or 610 or 590 or whatever, which is a mechanism for valuing the riskiness of that individual.
Do you think? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I feel obligated to uphold your good news, and I think the good news that was relayed was from President Obama on Tuesday, talking about looking at all the regulatory rules, if you will, and for business directly. I think that was huge. I think the statement now, if it's carried out, is certainly what we're all eager to see. But I think there's a lot that needs to be reformed, and I think that some of the message he was making is welcome.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Imagine looking 10 years younger in about an hour. Welcome to a review of the Quick Lift, a revolutionary procedure that allows such miracles to happen every day. I feel like I went back in time. I love it.
The Quick Lift was my answer.
I should have done it years ago. I just love it. Using a mild numbing agent, our Quick Lift doctors gently lift and tighten the sagging skin around the face and neck. I was looking tired and just worn out.
My chin was starting to hang down.
I had all this sagging skin under my cheeks and jawline, and my neck was terrible.
I think one of the big advantages that almost all of my patients tell me is that with a Quick Lift, because it's an upward advancement procedure instead of a backward advancement procedure, they like the fact that they just look very, very natural.
The breakthrough Quick Lift procedure only takes about an hour. But listen to this. You can be back to normal and can look up to 10 years younger in a matter of days.
Yeah, it makes me feel so much better. And my husband loves it. He's like, you look beautiful.
The very next day, I could see an amazing difference. I feel like I went back in time. When I look in the mirror, I see myself 12 years ago.
This is something that really works. The Quick Lift has changed my whole outlook on life.
Oh my gosh, I look and feel so much younger. It's incredible. Discover the youth, beauty, and confidence that thousands of men and women from across the country are now enjoying. Don't wait to look great. Call today at 1-800-321-LIFT for a free and private Quick Lift evaluation. That's 1-800-321-LIFT. Call now.
On our next broadcast, Glenn Cook, editorial writer for Las Vegas Review-Journal, and trust me, he's opinionated.